Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra.
Night and day, you are the one, only you need the moon under the sun.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, from New York City, Old Gold Cigarettes, the treasure of them all, presents Songs by Sinatra.
Has anybody got a downbeat? Thanks. Now I can light into the Old Gold Show and listen. I hope you enjoy it.
Imagine me with my head on your shoulder, and you with your lips getting bolder, a sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune. I'll buy that dream. Imagine you in a gown white and flowery, and me thanking Dad for your dowry. A church full of folks and those last minute jokes. I'll buy that dream. A honeymoon in Cairo and a brand new order gyro, and home by rocket and a wing. We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that dream.
That was the Mighty Stardoll auditioning Frank Sinatra, known during the football season as that musical wreck from Tonsillitis Tech. Well, neighbors, we're still in New York, where the strangest things can happen. For example, I'm walking down Fifth Avenue last night, and out of an open doorway, I hear a very familiar sound. I stop short. This, I say, is no foghorn off New York Harbor. This sounds like the trombone of that sentimental gentleman, Tommy Dorsey, my old boss. As though drawn by a magnet, I turn into the doorway, walk down a flight of stairs, and the next thing I know, I'm in a huge restaurant. I pass table after table, and the music comes closer. All of a sudden, I spot him, surrounded by 1,000 fans. It's the old master of the slush pump, Tommy Dorsey. My old boss. Haven't seen him since 43. Would he speak to me, I said to myself. Would he be glad to see me? I just had to find out. So I ups to him and I says, "Hi, Tommy." And gee, he was so sweet. Why, he turned to me and said,
"I knew you'd come crawling back one of these days."
Oh, please. Mr. Dorsey, please. I want you to know that I have my own program now.
You have?
Yes, and what's more, you're on it, trombone and all.
Trombone and all what?
And a terrific Dorsey arrangement of the spiritual Never Too Late to Pray. Take it, Hay.
Thank you.
Tommy. Not the least bit irritating. Irritating. That reminds me.
When clouds start to gather and to get you in a lather, breaking down your normal stability, it is neither wise nor proper for a gent to blow his topper. Why be irritated? Light and OG.
Yes, light and Old Gold for comfort, for pleasure. Because Old Golds are conditioned with a remarkable moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from juice of fresh apples, it helps retain natural tobacco moisture, helps prevent cigarette dryness. And for added flavor, there's Latakia tobacco, imported from the Mediterranean and blended with choice domestic tobaccos to give you a keener, friendlier smoke. Try Old Golds and enjoy the comfort and pleasure of a truly great cigarette.
Oh, since I got me a cigarette with Latakia, nothing seems to jar my serenity. For a future bright and sunny, try a smoke with apple honey. Why be irritated like an OG?
Don't move out of the spotlight there, Pipers. Tell us about your tune for tonight.
Down in the land of Mexico,
some people call it Mexico.
We've never been there, but we know
Mexico's tune, Tampico.
Well, sing it then for Dorothy, our old bossy.
Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico, Tampico. That's a place for you to go, Tampico, Tampico, where the big fat boats all go, Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
If you are planning a trip, come down Tampico way. Those lovely tropical scenes will make you want to stay.
Hey, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico.
High, so when I caught in a maze, don't try to get too romantic. At 110, that's frantic.
Hey, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico, Tampico, Tampico, that's the place to go.
The movie critics down there advise the people to see the greatest Mexican film.
In Brooklyn grows a tree.
Hey, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico, Tampico, Tampico, that's the place to go.
You go down there to relax, relax,
to get away from the jive.
A native greets you and says,
give me five.
Hey, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico, Tampico, Tampico, that's the place to go. We're getting sick of this song, you must be, needless to say, it's too repetitious and long to sing much more today. Hey, Tampico, oh, Tampico, on the bright blue Gulf, but wet of Mexico.
And don't run away. From here on in, it's memory night with a lot of the music we did when we all worked for Tommy Dorsey. Say, Axel, I want you to meet Tommy Dorsey.
Hello, Axel.
Hi there, boss.
Boss!
I worked for this guy for 7 years.
Axel, let me get a good look at you. Gee. What happened to your hair?
7 years with Dorsey. Are you kidding?
Axel, please, he's our guest.
I'll fracture him. But I'm only fooling, Axel. You develop into one of America's finer rangers and conductors. And it does my heart good.
A sentimental gentleman is getting sentimental. Axel, let's do him that Cy Oliver arrangement that I kicked around when we were both punching the Dorsey time clock.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. That field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, he ain't no good. I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know the Jordan will roll, I'll get along as the song is strung in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song.
Well, Thomas, do you think I'm singing any better than I did when I worked with the band?
Infinitely better, Frankie. Infinitely better. You've reached the stage of absolute perfection. How about my work? Think I'm playing any better?
Infinitely better, Tommy. You've reached the stage of absolute perfection.
Aren't we a couple of liars?
But no kidding, Tommy. We had three swell years together, didn't we? And plenty of laughs.
That we did.
You were always the practical joker, the cutter. Remember that night back in 1943 when I was having dinner in my room in a fancy hotel and you had the waiter deliver me a can of garbage?
Oh, brother, what a sweet gag that was.
It was a big yak, all right. And if I hadn't been so afraid to lose a perfectly good $8 a week job, why, I'd have knocked your block off.
Oh, yeah? You and who else?
Well, all those guys had a piece of me back in 1943.
Well, really, Frank, you were the practical joker of the band. I remember how you used to hide inside my trombone when I started my theme song. You stick your head out and give me a big raspberry.
Oh, it's not true. Yeah, they were really wonderful carefree years, Tommy.
Jam sessions into the wee hours of the morning.
All night sessions making records.
We were kind of lucky on some of those platters, Frank, weren't we?
Yeah, I guess a few of them sold pretty well at that. Anyway, I bought them. In fact, I bought a copy of every record the Dorsey Group ever made.
You were a good, sensible boy, Frank. You invest your money so wisely.
Tom, of all those records we cut in the old days, which is your favorite?
Well, naturally, I can't stand trombone solos. I'm partial to the kind of thing the Pied Pipers used to turn out.
By the way, Mac, when the Pipers worked for you, were they on salary?
Please, Frank, the Pipers never thought about money. They worked for the pure joy of singing with a good orchestra.
Pure joy, Thomas? That is pure hooey.
And with such idealism behind their work, just little wonder the Pipers made such great hits as...
Somebody loves me. I wonder who she can be.
Along about that time, Mr. Dorsey, I was spending my Saturday nights hitting you up for a raise and rinsing out my little things in the hotel bathtubs. While you and your trombone were spinning round and round on a million phonographs, something like this.
Yeah.
Occasionally, Mr. Dorsey here would work himself into a generous mood and arrange a record date where the band would play real soft, with permission granted me to sing above a whisper, "This love of mine goes on and on. Though life is empty since you have gone, you're always on my mind."
If anybody cares, I wrote this song.
"Go out of sight."
You and who else? Hank Santacola. Who else?
"It's lonesome through the day. And
do you remember the record the Pipers made? The tune where you had the one line,
'How can I forget it?'
Sing it out, kid."
"He's not the guy who cared about love, and he's not the guy who cared about fortunes and such. Never cared much, but look at him now.
I'm a lover."
Bigger in Shamokin when we did it. Yeah. You know, I've never made a survey to prove this point, but my point is, here's a little Dorsey ditty that has won out a few million phonograph meters. Cucumber in northern Siberia. And say, remember how those Pied Pipers rang the bell and the cash register in ye old corner record shoppy with this here one?
"What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry for bringing you down? I got to prove it to you. I'm sorry.
This is the time for love."
Ow. And Frank, while we're checking our memory book for memories of the old days, let's don't forget the number you did with the Pipers.
Well, that might possibly be the one that says, "Oh, heart, that's true. There are such things, a dream for two.
Gee, you know, with all those big record hits, it slowly begins to dawn on me that the Pipers and I were mighty, mighty lucky to have worked for the great Tommy Dorsey for 3 years at $8 a week.
Makes it sound like 3 years on the Dorsey chain gang.
But naturally, there were many compensations. Honestly, there were. For one thing, I always got a big kick and pleasure satisfaction whenever the Dorsey trombone would go front and center and slide into... Tommy, I'd like to thank you for the time you let me record this one. I'm giving Bing a dozen of these for Christmas.
You'll get them back for Easter.
Ouch.
"I make a date for golf, and you can bet your life it rains. I tried to give a party, and the guy upstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching cold and missing trains. Everything happens to me."
Believe me, it's GRET, great to live over the old days with Tommy Dorsey.
But if I've given the impression, if I have given the impression that it was one happy-go-lucky interlude in life, it wasn't. Many a moment was not as sunny as apple honey. You know, frequently the old man would get so fed up with our pranks and our mistakes that he exploded for miles around. But I knew how to calm him down, I did. Yes, sir, I'd walk right up to him and look him straight in the eye and say, why be irritated? Light an old gold.
Say that again.
Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Bill Lazar, anything you'd like to add?
Just this, Frank. The other day, a friend of mine asked me, what do you mean by that popular slogan, why be irritated? Light an old gold. Why an old gold?
I trust that you had a very ready answer, William.
Yes, indeed. I told him this, Frank. To give extra smoking comfort when you need it, the old gold folks go to extreme lengths to give you a superior cigarette. To the last detail, only the finest is good enough.
Good, good, good. Fine, fine, fine. That's old gold, hey.
Pierre Lorillard had a passion for details. In every detail of the products he sold, he gave more than the smoker expected. And old gold keeps faith with its honored Lorillard quality code. It isn't content with its selection of the world's choicest tobaccos. It adds another detail, another refinement. Its touch of Latakia for extra flavor and richness. It isn't satisfied with ordinary moistening agents. It adds a special humectant, apple honey. Another refinement to make old gold your comforting friend. So, when we say don't let little annoyances get you down, we mean just that. For real smoking relaxation, try a pack of old golds today.
Thank you, William. Say, Tommy.
What is it, Franklin, my lad?
How do you feel right this minute, old man? Strong, virile, all vinegared up?
I feel as mighty as the mighty store dog. Why?
Well, we've been pouring the memory stuff here tonight, so I thought we might sort of put a head on it.
Elaborate, Buster. What's the deal?
A little production finish. Dorsey the master and his former slaves, the Pied Pipers, and the undersigned. And here we go.
I'll never smile again until I smile at you. I'll never laugh again. What good would it do? For tears would fill my eyes. My heart would realize that our romance is true. I'll never love again.
well, Pipers. And, Tommy, I want to thank you. Say, Tommy, how are you fixing on victory bonds?
I'm picking up a few more any minute now, Frank. And I'm buying mine from the Victory Volunteer.
The good citizen who goes house to house for Uncle Sam. You know, Tom, if the Victory Volunteer hadn't gotten around so fast during the war, making it easy for us to buy bonds, why, Victory had been a lot slower coming around.
You can say that again, Frank. And I'd like to say this. All of us in America have been served the finest dish in the world, Victory. Now let's pick up the check. Frank, I had a swell time, and I'll see you around. So long, fella.
So long, Tommy. Neighbors,
put your dreams away for another day, and I will take their place in your heart, wishing on a star never got you. And so it's time to make a new start.
That's about it, neighbors. We'll be looking for you next Wednesday along with that great comedian, Fred Allen. Good night, eh?
Tonight for Songs by Sinatra, presented by Old Gold, whose choice tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. And say, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. And don't miss next Wednesday with Frankie's guest, the famous lyric tenor, Fred Allen. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Glenn Wheaton and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Hollander. This is Bill Lazar speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.